Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed, Avodah Zarah 30. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara moves into a discussion of Giloy as it relates to diluted wine, Yayin Mazug, and cooked wine, Yayin Mavushal. Giloy means that a liquid that is left uncovered for an extended period of time. So we learned in Meseches Trumos, Chapter 8, Mishnah 4, that Shlosh Amashkin Asurin Mishum Giloy, that there are three liquids that if they're left uncovered, they are going to be prohibited, and the three liquids are mayim, yayin, and chalav, water, wine, and milk. This is a rabbinic prohibition because of the concern for a person's safety. We're concerned that a snake has drunk from these liquids and has thereby placed his venom into these liquids, and therefore if you drink them you're going to be in violation of the biblical prohibition from Deuteronomy chapter 22 verse 8, lo tasim damim beveisecha, and we learn that you should not place blood in your home. And so therefore the rabbis extended that this is also included within the prohibition of endangering one's life. And the question is whether we have to be concerned about wine that is diluted or wine that is cooked, because maybe the snakes are not attracted to those liquids. So the Gemara goes into a discussion of that, but then on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, the Gemara says, in the name of Shmuel, Pi Te'ena, if you have a fig that fell off of its tree, and in the place where its stem was, there's a small opening, Ein Bo Mishum Giloy. We don't have to be concerned that falls within this prohibition of Giloy, that maybe the snake placed its venom inside that opening. We don't have to be concerned about that, because if we are indeed concerned about that, we would never, ever be able to eat a fig. And the Gemara explains that this approach that says that if we were concerned like that, we would never be able to eat a pig, this follows the position of a Tana. So Shmuel's position is based upon an earlier position. Ki hai Tana, de Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer. Rabbi Eliezer was of the opinion, Ocho Adam, Anavim, Uteinim, Belaila, that Rabbi Eliezer allows a person to eat grapes and figs at night, even though when you're eating the grapes and figs at night in the dark, you're not able to check for a puncture in the grapes or figs, and thereby if you found the puncture, you would know that a snake has inserted its venom into there. You don't have to say, I can't eat them at night because maybe they were punctured. But we don't say that. Eino choshesh, we're not concerned that perhaps there was a venom placed inside this grape or fig from the snake. And the reason is, Mishum Shenema, because it states in Psalm 116, verse 6, Shomer Pisayim Hashem, that God watches over fools. And so since we have this concept that God watches over fools, therefore, says our Gemara, in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, and prior to that, in the name of Shmuel, that a person is allowed to eat from the figs and the grapes. Because we say that if a person engages, and this is the way the Torah Chaim explains it, that the Gemara is saying that since a person engages in these activities without being aware that they are indeed very dangerous, we say that those things that a person is unable to protect themselves from, God is going to protect them. And so therefore, since it's going to be really hard to go through your life without eating a fig or a grape, we say that you can assume that God is protecting all the many people in the world who do indeed eat figs and grapes. And so therefore, God watches over fools. That is how the Gemara plays out. On the basis of this concept of God watches over fools, there is a discussion amongst our poskim about many areas where people do things where there's a concern that perhaps it is dangerous to do, but are we still able to do it? So the Shmirah Shabbos Kehilchasa writes in chapter 32, note 2, in the name of the Minchas Shlomo, that the basic point is anything that the world has a practice of doing without being overly concerned about, it's permitted for a person to do this on the basis of Shomer Pisayim Hashem, that God watches over fools. And so therefore, if a person is unable to determine whether or not it's too dangerous to do it, we say that God, if most people do it, then God is thereby going to protect you, and so therefore we say it is permitted. And so that is the concept of the Shmirah Shabbos discusses. this is actually a problematic concept, because we could see that this could be danger, that this could fall into something where you're doing actually something which is really dangerous, but we would say that it could be argued that it's permitted because everybody does it. So, for example, before all of the statistics came out saying just exactly how dangerous smoking cigarettes were, Rav Moshe Feinstein ruled in Choshen Mishpat Chelek Bei Simen Ayin Vav that he cited this principle of Shomer Psayim Hashem to say that there is no prohibition to smoke cigarettes. And he's based on the fact that there are a lot of people who smoke. And since there are so many people who smoke, it must be that even though there's a little bit of concern that it's dangerous, it still, we say, it fits within this category of Shomer Pesayim Hashem. However, even though Rav Moshe Feinstein ruled that way, later poskim say that after it's become completely clear from evidence, like the Shevet Alevi says, since it's become so clear that without any doubt that there are so many people, thousands of people who have Rachmana Litzlan died from their cigarette smoking, therefore we'd say that this is something that no longer fits within the category of God watches over fools, and thereby they would say it's prohibited to smoke. And so too was not just Shevet Alevi, but also in Tshuvos Vahanagos. So the modern poskim are ruling that we can no longer rely upon Shomer Psayim Hashem, and it's past the threshold of being something that, oh, we're not sure if it's dangerous, to knowing it's dangerous. Shomer Psayim Hashem would apply to something maybe like skydiving, diving or skiing, which are somewhat dangerous, but also most people do it, and generally speaking, it's not dangerous. Those things would be permitted because God watches over fools. But cigarette smoking is absolutely prohibited.